ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय पुण्यो गन्धा चास्मि विभावसो जीवनम् सर्वा भूतेषु तपश्चास्मि तपस्विषु.
Next lesson.
Bijam
Bam
Sarva Bhutanam Siddhi Pata Sanatanam
Buddhi
Matam Asmi
Tejas
Vinam
Aham
Punyo Gandha Prithivyam Cha
Punyo Gandha Prithivyam Cha
Tejas Chasmi Vibhavaso
Tejas Chasmi Vibhavaso
Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu
Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu
Tapas Chasmi Tapasishu
Tapas Chasmi Tapasishu
Bijam Vang Sarva Bhutanam
Bijam Vang Sarva Bhutanam
Siddhipatasanatanam
Siddhipatasanatanam
Buddhi-buddhi-matam-asmi Tejas-tejas-vinamaham
Tejas-tejas-vinamaham
Vanyo-gandha-kritivyam-cha
Vanna-gandha-kritivyam-cha
Tejas-chasmi-vibhavaso
Tejas-chasmi-vibhavaso
Jivanam-sarva-bhuteshu Tapas-chasmi-tapas-vishu
Tapas-chasmi-tapas-vishu
Bijanamam-sarva-bhutanam
Bijanamam-sarva-bhutanam
Buddhi-pasa-sanatanam
Buddhi-pasa-sanatanam
Buddhi-buddhi-matam-asmi
Buddhi-buddhi-matam-asmi
Tejas-tejas-vinamaham
Tejas-tejas-vinamaham
Punyo-gandha-kritivyam-cha
Punyo-gandha-kritivyam-cha
Tejas-chasmi-vibhavaso
Tejas-chasmi-vibhavaso
Jivanam-sarva-bhuteshu
Jivanam-sarva-bhuteshu
Tapas-chasmi-tapas-vishu
Tapas-chasmi-tapas-vishu
Bijam-mang-sarva-bhutanam
Bijam-mang-sarva-bhutanam
Siddhipatasanatanam
Siddhipatasanatanam
Buddhi-buddhi-matam-asmi
Buddhi-buddhi-matam-asmi
Tejas-tejas-vinamaham
Tejas-tejas-vinamaham
Punyah
Original
Gandhah
Fragrance
Prithivyam
In the earth
Cha
Also
Tejah
Temperature
Cha Also
Asmi
I am Vibhavaso
In the fire
Jivanam
Life
Sadva All
Bhuteshu
Living entity
Tapaha
Penance
Cha
Also
Asmi
I am
Tapasvishu
In those who practice penance
Bijam
See
Mam
Unto me
Sarva
Bhutanam
Of all living entities
Vidhi
Tries to understand
Pata
O son of Pita
Sanatanam
Original
Eternal
Buddhi
Intelligence
Buddhi
Mata
Of the intelligence
Asmi
I am
Tejaha.
Tejaha.
Prowess.
Prowess.
Tejasvina.
Tejasvina.
Of the powerful.
Aham.
Aham. I am.
I am.
Translation. I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all aesthetics. O son of Pritha, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men.
Unnavanna prithivyancha tejasmasmi vibhavasu jivanam sarvabhutesu tapasyasmi tapasyasmi. Punnavandha, it may be original, also the fragrant. Just like there are some flowers like rose, the fragrance is very nice. Of course, all fragrance is varieties, but Pritibhyancha, the fragrance is coming from the earth. It is not synthetic fragrance. So, the same earth, the same watering, the same, what is called, sar, for growing the trees, manure. The same manure, same water, the same gardener. But according to different flowers, the fragrance is different. How this is done? Can any scientist answer? How it is coming? Different. And why there are different? If it is nature, then the ingredients are the same. Why nature is not producing the same quality or the same kind of flower or trees or fruits? Why? Therefore, it is answered in the Bhagavad Gita that nature is not all in all. Nature cannot work independently. Nature is the material world, material elements. So, it is answered there in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti syate sacharacharam. There is superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He likes that this kind of bija or the seed will produce this kind of flower and this kind of flavor. The superintendence is there of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We fools, we say, we cannot explain. We say, nature. What is this nature? There must be brain behind the nature. Otherwise, how a rose so nicely it is coming? Even from artistic point of view, if you want to paint one flower, you have to take so much labor, so many color, reflection, and so many instruments, then hardly you can paint one nice rose flower. Still it is not as good, and not at all good in comparison to the original. So in this third-class flower, you have to apply so much brain, and this first-class flower has no brain behind it. Is that very good logic? What is this logic? There must be brain. That is stated. Yeah. Punnavanna pratigyancha tejaschasmi vibhavaso. Aham. It is my, and that's my superintendent. So, Krishna is giving us intelligence that if you do not go to the temple or do not hear to the acharya, you can at least try to understand my presence when you see a flower or smell a flower. Is that very difficult job? Krishna consciousness is so nice. Even drinking water, even by seeing the sunshine, even by seeing the moonshine, or if you are a Vedic scholar, by chanting Om, Pranavasthadudhidesu, or even by hearing the sound, vibration, or by seeing a flower, or smelling a flower, something brilliant, just like the sun is brilliant, the moon is brilliant, these are stars make. So where from this brilliance come? The brilliance is imitation, reflection of the bodily brilliance of Krishna. That is stated in the Brahma Sutra, Brahma Sangita. Dasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Then why is it disbelief? We can see eye to eye that the sun is so brilliant. It is a material product only. But where from the sun has come so brilliant? Just chakshus rinsa savita sakala grahana raja samastamu samastha suramurti asesu teja. The brilliance and the temperature is unlimited. So where from the brilliance comes? You can calculate yourself that the sun is composition of this chemicals, this material, but why don't you produce? Why don't you produce an imitation sun so that you will save so much money for electricity? At night you can get one sun in Bombay city. So the rascals will give all dedication, but they will never be prepared to manufacture. Recently, it is a practical in California, one learned chemical scholar, he has got Nobel Prize. So he was describing that from matter, life has come. So there was one student, he's my disciple, Sarup Damodar. He questioned, sir, if I give you all these chemicals, can you produce life? Then he said, that I cannot say. But if you know that this chemical composes life, so when I give you the chemicals, why don't you produce? So simply theorize, panthasya koti satavatsa sampragam. So we cannot decide by theorizing. But if we take shelter of Krishna, here is the perfect knowledge. I am the background. Otherwise, how you can explain? You have to accept that sabhaviti jnana valapriyasa. This time, if you have to paint one flower, or if you have to create some scent, you have to mix so many chemicals, but he is so powerful, his energies are so perfect, the sabhaviki jnana valapriyasa. Simply by his willing, immediately everything is there. Parasa sakti vivida yasya. That is the appreciation of the energy of God. If you are not appreciating, that is your fault. But there is brain, there is word. But the energy is so perfect. That's why nowadays you look at electronic energy. You simply push on one button. And so many things happen to you. It is still 100,000 times subtler. It's simply by its willing, everything. This is understand. But because you have no such brain, neither you can think, we evade the issue. Therefore, if we want to understand how this power has come in, how this fragrance is there, we try to understand that it is due to Krishna. And appreciate. That is Krishna consciousness. We appreciate. Oh, my Lord is so. There is a story, actually. It is not story. Or take it as story. That sometimes Narad Muni was passing, and one very learned scholar, Brahmin, he saw Narad Muni. And he asked Narad Muni, "Sir, where you are going?" He said, "I am going to Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, to see my Lord." "Oh, you are going there?" Narad Guru has got free passes to everyone. "So, will you ask Narayan when my liberation will come?" "All right, I shall ask." And then he met another cobbler. He was sewing shoes. So he also asked, "Sir, where you are going?" "Now I am going to Vaikuntha to see my Lord." "So, will you ask when I shall get salvation?" "So, Narad Muni noted, all right, I shall ask." So when Narad Muni met Narayan, he, after finishing his business, he asked the two men's question. That these two men, one very learned scholar, Brahmin, he also asked me this question, and the cobbler also asked me. So, Narayan said, "This cobbler will get his salvation after finishing this life. And this Brahmin will have to wait for many, many births." So Narad Muni became very much inquisitive. "How is that?" So when he came back, first of all he met the Brahmin. He inquired, "Do you inquire, sir, about me?" "Yes, yes." "He says that you have to wait many, many births." No, he did not say many, many births. Krishna said, Narayan said, then when you meet them again, you say that if they inquire what my Lord was doing at that time, you say that he was pulling one elephant from the hole of a nest. What is called? Needle. So, when he met the Brahmin, he said, and he inquired what Narayan was doing when he met him, "I saw that he was pulling one elephant through the hole of a needle." The immediate said, "All right, sir, namaskar. Hear all these big stories we cannot believe. That an elephant is being drawn to the hole of a needle." And the same question was raised by the cobbler. And Narad Muni replied in the same way. And he began to cry. "Oh, my Lord is so powerful. He can do anything." So Narad Muni inquired that how do you believe that the elephant is being drawn to the hole of a needle? "No, why not? I am seeing daily. I am sitting under this banyan tree and there is fig, banyan fruit, and there are thousands of seeds, and I know that each seed containing a big tree like this." And that's a fact. Everyone knows. Bijoham sarva bhutanam. Here Krishna says, Bijoham sarva bhutanam. Is there any chemist? Just get one, a small seed, like the fig seeds. It is very small, but it contains that big tree. Where is that chemistry? Where is that physics? So here is the answer. Krishna says, Bijagamana sarva bhutanam vidhi. Even this big gigantic universe, that is also Bijagamana sarva bhutanam. It is stated in the Vedic literature. Jasraita nishasita kalama thavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. There are so many things. Everyone is inquisitive. Where is the beginning of this thing? The beginning is the Supreme Law. That is the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadrasya jataha. Beginning is there. So you cannot say that life has come from matter. That is not possible. Because here it is said, Krishna says, that Bijalaman Sarvabhuta, anything which has come into existence, the original source is Krishna. So Krishna is life, is not that stone. Therefore, the conclusion is, from life has come and matter has come. Not that matter has come from life. What is that? Life has come from matter. That is not the conclusion. That is wrong conclusion. So, if you actually require perfect knowledge, then we have to accept knowledge like this way. It is called Arohapantha. Arohapantha means descendants or deductive process. So our Krishna consciousness movement, we claim that we have got perfect knowledge of everything because we are taking knowledge from the perfect person, Krishna. Evam parampara prapram imam rajarsayo vidhi. That is the real process. If you simply speculate to arrive at the conclusion, inductive process. This is if you want to study whether man is mortal or immortal, there are two processes. Deductive process, you get the idea from superior person, the man is mortal. If you accept, then your knowledge is perfect. But if you want to approach the knowledge by inductive process, by studying each man, whether he is mortal or immortal, you may study 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, but you cannot study all the men. Therefore, your conclusion remains always defect. You cannot do that. Therefore, the best process is knowledge, is to receive from the person who is authorized. Actually do that. We go to school, we go to college, to receive knowledge from the superior person. That is our process. That is perfect knowledge. You cannot manufacture knowledge. Therefore, real knowledge of everything can be had from the Bhagavad Gita. If you study it nicely, it is very easier and perfect. Vijagman sarva bhutana. Vidhi upartha sanatana. Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. It is not that beast that which is produced and again. It is vanquished. Sanatana. In another place Krishna says, Aham bija pudapita. All living entities. Sarvajomishu kaunteya sammavanti mutta. Tathang mahajjani brahma. Aham bija pudapita. Aham. The person. He is the described, the father gives the seed in the womb of the mother and the child comes out. Similarly, sarva bhutana, not only human being, but also all living entities. There are 8,400,000 species of living entities. The original bija, the seed giving father is Krishna. Therefore Krishna is international or inter-universal. Krishna is not a Hindu or Indian or this or that. Krishna is for everyone. So, I have explained to my foreign students, America, European and Africa and others, that Krishna is for everyone. Don't take it that Krishna is for the Hindus, for the Indians, or for the Brahmins or the Kshatriyas. No. Krishna is for everyone. Therefore, our society's name is Krishna Consciousness. So our only request is that take Krishna as the original Yeah. Father. Original father. It is very easy to understand. As I have got my father has got his father. Who is the original father? The original father is Krishna. Ahama bijapradapita. So where is the difficulty to understand? There must be one original father. If you go on researching who is the original father, then you will come to the conclusion that Krishna is the original father. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. This is the Vedic verse. Sarvakarana Karana. Father's father, his father, his father. Go on. You come to Brahma. Brahma is considered the forefather or grandfather. Pitamaha. But Krishna is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Pra-pitamaha. Even the father of Brahma. Pra-pitamaha. You find in the 11th chapter. Pra-pitamaha. His father of. Tene Brahma Rida Adikabai. You know, those who are conversant with the Shastras, that Brahma's another name is Swayambhu. He is not born of any material father and mother. He is born on the lotus flower sprouted from the navel of Mahavishnu, Vishnu. Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Therefore, his name is Swayambhu. Swayambhu is one of the authorities because he was first educated about the Vedic knowledge by Krishna or Vishnu. Tene Brahma Vida. Brahma means Vedic knowledge. Tene means imparted. Adikavai, the Adikavi, the original person. Tene Brahma Vida Adikavai. Muihantira Suraya. Even big personalities, they become bewildered to understand Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, we have already discussed, Manasanam Sahasreshu Kasti Jata Pisidhai Jata Tama Pisidhyanam Kasti Vetimam Tattva. So Krishna is the supreme person. Krishna is the original of everything. Original source of everything. That is the Bhadikavi. And therefore Arjuna accepted Sarvametam Ritangamanne Jadvadasi Chesu. My dear Krishna, whatever you are saying, I accept him, accept all these in total, not deducting, not giving my own commentation. This is the way of studying Bhagavad Gita. So if you study Bhagavad Gita as it is said in this, and if you accept it, then your life is success. Otherwise, pantha-sukuti-satavatsa-sampragamma vayu-rathapi-manasu munipangavana. You'll never understand what is God or what is ultimate source or what is absolute truth. So, the Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. Because after all, Vedic literature means Veda ishta sadvari ahameva vedam. To understand Krishna, the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. That is the purpose of Vedic study. The Supreme Personality Himself is giving the knowledge of the Supreme by Himself, personally. Therefore, we are preaching this Bhagavad Gita as it is, Krishna consciousness, and the easiest method is to chant Krishna's name. Easiest method. It is recommended. It is not our manufacture. It is saying, when Maharaj Parikshit learned all the defects of this Kali Yuga, then he was little disappointed how this man or the person, man means human being, how they will be relieved from the miserable condition of materialistic life in this age of Kali. Because it is all defective. Now it is stated in that chapter that in the Kali Yuga, the Mlechha Rajana Rupina Bhakkai Shanti Prajasari. The government will be all mrechas, not the Kshatriyas. Mrechas. Mrecha Rajanna Rupina. They will take the post of government for government service. And their business will be Bhokkhai Shanti Pujas. They will devour all the Pujas. And in this way, the Pujas will be so much distressed that Gacchanti Girikanam. Gacchanti Girikanam. They will be so much harassed that they will give up their home and heart and go to the forest. That time is coming. It is no more that Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya. That was human civilization. There is no human civilization if there is no such division as Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. There is not human, there is animal civilization. Jatutvannam maya system. You know, everything is there. Social, political, economical, all solutions are there in the Bhagavad Gita. But unfortunately, it is our property. It was spoken in India. And it was deserved that all Indians should learn it and spread the knowledge all over the world. The rascals are doing nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hila Jaya. It is for the perfect human. Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropaka. The other parts of the world are in darkness. So there is great necessity of spreading the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. The customers are also ready. So if you want glory of India, if you want to glorify your life, just study Bhagavad Gita as it is and spread it all. You'll be honored. Single-handed whatever I have done, they are thinking wonderful. And if you have got many, many persons to go outside India and preach this gospel of Bhagavad Gita, they will be benefited and you will be glorified. Your country will be glorified. This message of Bhagavad Gita. It is a fact. It is not a story. People are fed up with this wrong type of civilization. This is not civilization. Day and night. This is also warned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nunam pramattak kurute vikarma jadindya pritaya aprinoti na sadhu manne jatma atmanayam asannapi klesa deyasa diha. Rishabdha said that these rascals, pramatta has become mad. Nunang pramatta, kurute vikarma, always engaged in mischievous activities. These rascals, these materialistic persons, nunang pramatta, they have become mad. And their business is nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. Karma, aparma, vikarma. Vikarma means activities which are forbidden in the shastra. Just like according to Vedic principles, at least a brahmana, a leader, a king should avoid these four principles of sinful activities. What is that? Meat eating, illicit sex life, gambling, and intoxication. At least this poor man who is leading the public, or he is a Brahman, or he is a king, he must be very much powerful. But just see what is this. Everyone practically, they are addicted to these sinful activities. So therefore they are mad, pramatya, vikarma. These are forbidden in the shastras and they are doing that. Why? Because they are mad. Why they are so mad? Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Not just indriya apritaye aprinoti, simply for sense gratification. Simply for sense gratification. Not for any big work. But to satisfy the senses. Oh, my tongue is asking for a cigarette, asking for wine. All right, give the tongue wine. What? Without cigarette, without wine, you shall die. No, I want to satisfy my tongue. In the appetite, opportunity. So why it is sinful? It is sinful in this way. That, Nūraṁ pravattak kruti vikarma jadindya prītaya prinoti nasādhu manne. It is not good. Just ātmanayam asannati klesaja. Ātmā is eternal, but is covered by this material body. Asannati, you can say all this material body is for few years. But it is klesaja. It is so much miserable. Janma mitsujar abhadi dukkha dosa. People have lost their brain. They do not know what is actually unhappiness, miserable kind. They are alright. Animals. The animals do not. He's going to the slaughterhouse. Hey, alright. Let me go. Yes, sir. So this kind of civilization will not make you happy, sir. You have what? Bharat bhumite manusya janma. You have taken your birth in the Punna Bhumi, in the sacred land of Bharatvarsha. Here is your knowledge. Take it and be successful in your life. Thank you very much.